I think that's where the platted right-of-way actually stopped, is right there.
Right there where the turnaround would have been. And then the crazy thing is like the road, instead of it being part of the turnaround, the cul-de-sac, it is included in the individual's plat.
It just don't seem right there, does it?
I didn't see the video.
Here, where your mouse, nope, go over two parts. No, would you quit moving it so
right
fast?
Right there.
Go down. Mm-hmm. Go to the left. Keep going. Click on that parcel right there so it'll outline it. See how it outlines it and it has the hump right there where the road, that would be where the cul-de-sac would be.
Now, we didn't drive that entire section, which...
Can you close that?
If you'll zoom in.
See that there?
I don't believe the road has platted right-of-way all the way down to that portion, does it?
Well, you know what? The road's not really platted on... No, it isn't. It just stops with those first... Okay. So the road's there.
When we videotaped from the highway just into them first two homes there. Be the second parcel on your left end where that driveway takes off. The road looked pretty primitive from that point on and kind of overgrown in weeds, and so we didn't go any farther in that point.
So about 670 feet, it looks like.
Yeah. That's where the platted right-of-way stopped anyway, so.
Where are the homeowners? Where do they live?
Well, those first three then?
There's one there, there's one, a home across the road there to the north, and then back toward the highway. There's two places.
It wouldn't be the one that you just went to, it'd be just those two and the one straight up.
It looks like it's a little paved.
It wouldn't be that one.
Looks like there's a road that goes to that house on the right up there.
Well, but that's, the road's not platted that far.
Okay.
The road plat stops.
Stops at that first...
Right where the S is on Shenandoah, yeah, right
yeah,
there.
Right there.
It stops there, the plat? So they're just petitioning to there?
Well, that's the only part that I'm reviewing because I ain't driving any farther on it.
Huh.
It's hard to tell what you're driving into when it's overgrown with weeds and whatnot. And I'm sure, I don't know when that aerial photo there. We can drive farther down and check it out, but it's going to require a lot of description and easements. And
so we would consider the petition is to the end of that property line, right at the end of the corner of the S, sort of right in there.
And it would need a turnaround of some sort.
Turnaround. Brendan, about how many feet is that?
670. You
said there was three homes or two homes?
I've got three listed on here, so.
A couple of years ago, I never did go.
Yeah, it was a while back. It was petitioned. Well, I got April of 15. So.
Have they ever come back and said anything else since April 15?
No. Out of that out to that first point there, right there, would be fairly easy maintained. The road is fairly flat there, then it really starts downhill when you go beyond that point. But if we get a turnaround there, if they're willing to do that, I would recommend taking it in. But
they've got it trimmed up. They've got good base rock on it.
I would really question going any farther in that point. It would take a lot of surveying description and figuring out property lines and right away.
And I would make a motion that we take in Shenandoah Lane to the point.
That's all there is to Shenandoah Lane?
Just the right-of-way that's shown on mapping.
What shows on the map?
With contingent on turnaround.
Contingent on turnaround.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, let's go with the last one, Kathy. Ranch View Road. Now this road is off of Boston Road, which off of State Drive in Oakmont community down there off 86. This was petitioned same time as Boston. We didn't take this one at this time. They petitioned the entire road. The road's a through road. It goes through and comes out on Estate at the other end. The other option was taking it in to where the last home was built. If the people were willing to give us a turnaround and just maintain that portion. The rest of the road from that point on is fairly primitive and not really maintained. Oakmont's currently maintaining this section.
As soon as somebody starts building on those lots down there, though, mm-hmm. then Oakmont will.
Yeah. The road's already established. They just don't maintain it because
there's no homes on it. There's no reason to expend that much money on it. So the road's there, yes.
If they built down
below there again, would Oakmont improve the road before it then come to us? This is currently a base rock gravel surface, pretty fair shape.
Now, can we not, instead of having a turnaround, can we not go down there and then just stop whatever our maintenance is and drive out the other way? Or is it too primitive for that?
We could. We'd probably need to smooth it up and trim it out. It gets pretty brushy.
Would Oakmont go areas,
but I mean, you can drive through there. I drove pickup through there, but
would Oakmont do that if we took over that road?
You mean go in there and trim it up and get it drivable?
Yep.
Yeah, they wouldn't take it.
I'm sure they would.
You mean the entire road?
No, the remaining portion. That way we wouldn't have to try and get a turnaround. I don't think they'll be able to get a turnaround. Because those lots are probably too small to be really trying to.
And the option would be to use that home's existing driveway.
Okay.
If the homeowner is willing to do that.
Is that the last house? What is that?
It's on down at the corner.
Just around that next corner you see down there is where it, next home is where it stops. Well, it gets pretty primitive from that point.
Could we do it all the way through?
Yeah, you can speed it up.
I'm not sure if we videoed it all the way through or not.
Is that part of the road we'll be taking in?
Part of it.
This is part of it. Probably getting close to the other end. Yeah,
this is the part that we wouldn't be taking in.
Right.
That's the part that has no homes that Oakmont don't maintain.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay.
I mean, we could take it in. We don't necessarily have to spend a lot on it until the need is. Or actually, it's all of this whole thing's under Oakmont's responsibility anyway. So it's.
But if we just tuck in the part where the homes are at then, and then Oakmont then agreed to clear this so you could go through?
Well, and the reason they petitioned them is they wanted it chip sealed because Oakmont's currently, Boston and Ranchview, they're currently maintaining where the homes live, so it's not like they don't have maintenance. They wanted us to take it in because we can chip seal it, and Oakmont wasn't opposed to that. They don't have the capability of doing that anyway, so.
Well, there's some areas in there that have $15 to $20 million homes, and they're on chat.
Base roads and dust is.
That portion that we're on right now is only probably, what, 3/10, if that, from where the last home would be?
Yeah, it wouldn't be much more than that anymore.
So what do you recommend, Randy?
I recommend we take it in.
Want to say the whole thing or turn around
all the way through?
The whole thing.
And just don't spend any money past that?
No, I wouldn't spend any money past that. Just as homes become built, Oakmont can let us know or whatever, we'll maintain it. But
greater maintenance.
Just
only.
Greater maintenance from that point. We plate it, and then we don't have to worry about turning around. We go all the way through, and we got two accesses in case something happens on.
Because we already have Boston, right?
We already have Boston, and it's done and completed. So.
So you maintain it through the homes that are there, the existing homes, and then as the other develops, then
correct.
And you're talking chip and seal.
Yeah, we'll chip seal it as it. We're in that area. I mean.
What's it called whenever you do like a chip seal, but then you come back with an oil so it looks like a black top? And it's
called a fly coat.
Called a what?
A fly coat.
And doesn't that make the road last even longer than just a typical chip
seal? It helps hold the chips, and we wanted to get into that this year and try doing some of that. It turns it black. It makes your striping show up better. It helps hold the chip seal rock in place. And
from what I understand, it's relatively inexpensive. And yet it extends the life of the road on these roads that don't have as many cars traveling on for a long time, does
right.
it not? In that, what's the road that's off 265 that would be a good candidate for that?
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe
was one.
Were you not going to do that on that Lakeshore Drive where that chip and seal was?
That was in
the subdivision areas. I mean, people get out and walk on the roads and
Norfolk,
with chip seal,
Southport.
That's the nature of it. You're going to have a little bit of loose gravel
right.
whip out from tire traffic and wear. But this helps alleviate some of that.
Ranchview. Move to bring Ranchview Road into the Tenny County Road System.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That was the last one.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was that called again? Flat coat?
It's on our chip seal list. I call it fly coating. It's an emulsion mixture of an oil, and it's a thinner blend of chip seal oil. In other words, when you spray it on there, you do a couple of light coats, and you give it about 30, 45 minutes, depending on the weather. And all you're doing is coating it black. It puts a thin layer of oil right over top of your rock. There's a certain product used in that. It's on our bid list.